Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy, Mr. Shy. You're now listening to PD Radio with Black and Miss PD. It's the best in R&B and hip hop and talk radio out there. It's PD Radio. It's what we've been missing.
PD Radio.
Radio. So crazy right now. Most incredibly, I'm the rider, and I'm a roller. Put us together, how they gonna stop both of us? Yes.
Lock them in, man, because quality music and quality radio and entertainment is rare. And if you get a hold of it, you know, hold on to it, you know.
So crazy right now. Most incredibly, I'm the rider, and I'm a roller. Put us together, how they gonna stop both of us? I'm matching the gas, she's grabbing the wheel. It's trippy, how hard she rides.
Long days and short nights, that just ain't enough. So sometimes I tell the bartender to fill it up. I just wanna dance a little, do my two-step cast, spend a little with my girls. I'm in the middle.
Hey Marie, Ludacris remix. We sipping on a little bull with the orange label. Hershey syrup from your lips to your navel. Head coming off the table, I'm willing and able. And love it when you get mad after. Then I'm wiping you down with warm rag. I'm rich, how did I do it, man? I'll take them under. It's cause I roll traps with Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder. Don't tell me what you need, cause it's so important that I make you feel good like Billy Bob Thornton. Come on.
Why don't we?
other. We'll meet as one. I'll fly from New York to LA and beat the sun. My other woman never listened when I wish she would, but I wonder, can she hear me now? Good. Tell her I'm a king, sipping Captain Cream. Your heart's jumping like a rabbit on a trampoline. She got pretty feet, big lips, mean body. I spice up her life, made her Josephine Johnny. She chippy drop, wobble wobble and shake shake. And every time we jump in the sack, she can't wait to unleash the fury. Scratch my back, then I'm pulling out her hair like track for track. See, I'm an eight figure, but we can ball above. So I'ma disturb the peace, you can fall in love. I'ma disturb the peace, you can fall in love. Yeah. Luda.
Great guest, great show, PD Radio, let's go. Hello, my loyal listeners. You already know. Welcome to the best 2 hours of Tuesday night with me, your host, Miss PD. And as always, I'm joined by my very talented co-host, Mr. Beat Therapist himself, Black. What's good, Black?
You already know what it is, Miss PD.
I know what it
Tuesday
is.
Tuesday night.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Because I'm
night.
Here, right? Because I'm here.
I know my. What was that?
Because I'm here, right?
Oh, most definitely.
Oh,
it
okay.
wouldn't be right if Miss PD wasn't in the house. You know that.
Let them know, Black. Let them know.
Right.
I hope you all enjoy our hot new PD Radio intro, which was created by Mr. Beat Therapist Black himself. I must say, Black, as always, you did your thing, because our new intro is crazy hot. You know I love it. Thank you so very much for that. How long did it take you to put that together?
I did that. It took me probably 40 minutes, 45 minutes.
Are you trying to say you got skills like that, huh?
Nah, you know, just a Saturday night, you know, in the lab, just getting it in, you know, zoning out.
That's what you do on Saturday night? You be in the lab?
Yeah. Got to. I got big work coming up. I got this mixtape coming out. So you know,
yeah.
I gotta bury myself.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. Tell us a little bit about that. Let
me
know,
man.
What's going on.
Don't be crazy. I got, you know, my first official mixtape called Air Drum Therapy, and you know, I got a great cast of guest artists that's going to be on there, like from Smith, The Money Kid, Jada
right.
Blaze, Spoken Word, Lady Results, S Love. I got my man,
Deshaun,
my poet.
Right?
Huh?
You got Mr. Shaw, right?
Oh, yeah, man. We're going to do something special, too. I'm still adding on people, so it's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy.
All right. I look forward to that.
Got some hot poetry on there, too. So it's going to be,
is that right?
It's going to be right. Yeah, it's going to be right. It's going to be right.
Okay. Yeah. Can't wait till that comes out. Right now, we want to give some PD love and respect to last week's guest, the very talented artist and producer and president of Anger Entertainment, Villa Dom, and platinum producer, Bang Out. Both came through and shared their grind with us, kept it real, kept it entertaining, and very inspiring. Great show we had with them. And shout out to Smith, the Money Kid, for hooking it all up. As always, showing support to the show. We appreciate you very much, Smith.
Most definitely.
And tonight, most definitely, tonight we have another doubleheader, you guys. First up tonight is Nigerian artist and producer, Baju Beats. And for the second half of the show, we'll be joined by Brooklyn, New York author of Death of the Relationship, Rob Brand Jr. Also tonight, we got a lot going on tonight.
Yeah, it's overload.
Crazy. Also tonight, we'll play for you an exclusive new track by past guest, friend, and supporter of the show, Mr. Shaw. Mr. Shaw has a new mixtape coming out on 426, the day before my birthday. Oh, yeah. Called Baby Make It Season, Volume 1. And he has given us, PD Radio, the first dibs on letting it be heard. Thank you so much for that, Mr. Shaw. You guys don't want to miss it, so stay tuned for that. And because we love to shine our spotlight, we love to shine our spotlight on independent artists doing what they do, we'll play music from Six Man Radio CEO, Bad C, Villa Dom, Bengal, and Lady Results. So, you know how we do. Just kick back and enjoy the PD Radio experience. We are an experience. PD Radio, you just got to breathe in. Inhale.
Breathe in.
Exhale. Or as Whitley Gilbert used to say, relax, relate, release. Remember that?
Oh, man, no you didn't. No you didn't just say that. Isn't this CD tripping or what? Come on now.
I'm always tripping. I just crack my own self up, even if nobody else laughs. I don't care. I laugh at me. I want to also give shout out to Varsity, my Twitter follower Varsity, for winning the Creole Love giveaway we did last week. Simply by going onto Twitter, following Creole Love 1, and using hashtag PD Radio. He won the brand new Senpai.
Got to give him some love for support, for the support.
Yeah, you could have let me finish that though before you get. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, you know, I had to intervene.
You always jump in the gun, Black. I'm just kidding with you. Varsity has won the brand new scent called Chance by Creole Love, which is a men's moisturizer. I know he's going to enjoy that very much. Congrats to you, Varsity. Now you can give it up for him again, Black. Give it up for Varsity, Black.
Nah, I can't do it. Can't do it.
Pressure. Oh, no, you didn't.
Pressure
you
now.
You know what? That was foul.
Nah, you know I got to give it up.
That was foul. You see that, Varsity? Black ain't showing you no love. You see?
Hey.
Yeah, get him. Mm-hmm.
Everybody
yeah,
out there,
put you out there.
Black,
I
want to
see. I
want to
see a rumble in the streets. Varsity and Black. Who's gonna win? I want to see it.
You
want to
pour sound
see
effects.
It.
It's gotta be natural. Like a pimp.
It was
walk.
Natural.
It's gotta be
if
natural.
I say, look, if I say, you know what? If I say do it, it's natural. Darn it. And that's just the way it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, you guys, the women's scent is still available. Paradise. And to win it, you must follow Creole Love on Twitter, Creole Love 1, actually, on Twitter, and use hashtag PD Radio. It's still available. Don't be scared. You do that, and you got a chance to win. It's just that simple. But you know, Black, I had to give some love, some more love right now.
Uh-oh.
To our loyal supporters of the show. We have some people that just really goes hard for the show, and I appreciate them so much. So right now, I'm going to take the time to shout them all out. First up, got to shout out the whole six-man radio team, you know. We are now a featured station, you guys. Six-man radio is now a featured station. 500,000 listeners. We're not playing around. You see how it is? Hard work.
Yeah.
Manufactures good things. So PD Radio, six-man radio, man, we doing it. Don't hate. You know, it's what it is.
That's right.
Shout out right now. Shout out to LeVan Collins, Felicia, Miss Lady G, Danica, Just Infamous, Smith the Money Kid, Maria, Villa Dom, Bangal, Mr. Shaw, Go Getter, Eargasm, Nicole Kane, Varsity, AG Soulful, and Lynn Storm. And to everyone, actually, who is actively showing love to the show. If I forgot anyone, please don't hesitate to call me out on it. I could take the beating. It's okay. But if I forgot you this time, let me know, and I'm sure to get you in next time. But, you know, these are the people that stick out in my mind right now because they are so vocal about the show. You know what I mean, Black? And it's like it's not a silent support.
I'm with you.
Anybody can tell you they support you, but if you don't see it, how do you know? So
exactly.
I just want to give the love and respect and, you know, to all you guys that I just mentioned because I see you and I thank you very, very much for all that you do. And as we get ready for our first guest tonight, Black, I just want to briefly go into something.
Talk to me.
I want to go into a little bit of social etiquette, do's and don'ts. Now see, let me tell you what it is. The reason I want to go into this is because I was recently in a situation, where the social etiquette just had me cringing a little bit, and I'm like, really? Like, you know, you go out to eat with a group of people, and you just got that one person who's like super loud. You're like loud for no reason, loud, and just embarrassing you. Like, listen, you have to use your inside voice. You know, when people start turning around looking to see who's talking, that's a problem for me. You know, that's a don't. That's a definite don't. Another definite don't is, you know, don't be rude to the waiter, to the waitress, to the whole staff. Don't do it. Don't treat them like
that's
they
a violation.
Do. It's like, I mean, come on now. Don't do it. You know, they're being nice. They're giving you a smile. They're putting on their best face. And you're just looking at them like they're a peasant. Like, yeah, get my water. Leave my water. Be gone. You know, you just give them a nasty look. And, you know, it happened to me recently, and I'm just looking at the waitress, and I'm just giving her a smile like, you know, that's not all of us. And she got it. She looked me dead in the eye. She got it.
Hey, look, if you
another
guys...
don't.
Yeah, call us up if y'all been
call
out.
Us
if you've
up.
Been out. And somebody at your table was just straight
just foul
niggerish, and you wanted to call them out, but you know you didn't want to get niggerish to call them out. Talk to us
and tell us how
saying?
You would handle it. Would you say something there on the spot, or like would you just kind of pull them aside later? But it's embarrassing at the time.
Hey,
and another
okay.
one, I have to tell you, this also happened, Black.
All right,
this
let's
also
go
happened.
Ahead. Then I'll get mine in.
Another social etiquette: don't. No double dipping ever.
In the sauce.
Never, ever, 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 ever. When I saw this guy bite into his mozzarella stick, and then his, and the end he bit off of, he dipped it right back into the sauce. You know my stomach was turned. My stomach was doing cartwheels. I was so disgusted. I'm like, you don't do that. Like, do I really have to tell you that? Like, you don't know this? Really? You really
he
don't know
it.
This.
He added
be
some
too
Cajun
for
flavor
this.
To it.
That's just nasty. When you're sharing food with other people, you don't double dip. Now, you could turn the other end of your food and dip the end. Well, it's more acceptable, but that's still, like, if your hands ain't clean, it's still, you know, contaminated.
Exactly.
But I don't want nothing touching your mouth. That's
Savali.
Already touched your lips and your teeth and your tongue. That should not.
Some people like that, though. You know,
that should not be entered back into the sauce ever. Like, come on, people. I should. Common sense. Like, don't do that. It's nasty. Guys, I want to know what your thoughts are on social etiquette. Do and don't. Tell us, what have you experienced that made your stomach just turn? And what did you do about it, if anything? Call us up and tell us. 646-478-3599. Now, Black, I know you got something for me.
Yeah, because I got to put you on the spot on that because
what?
I
got
to ask you
what?
A question. Now, if you're at
what?
A table with somebody, let's say you go to a dinner with somebody. You know, your
right,
boo,
right,
whatever
right.
you want to call them, your significant other from another.
Right, right.
And you see somebody double dip. Do you tell them that the person double dip if they didn't see it? Or do you let them dip after that person? Call us up. How would you handle that? Can you,
why would
do you say something or do you not
why
say
would you
something?
Ask me that?
Because
I
just
mean,
want to know. You sound guilty. I think you let somebody double dip after somebody just done double dip. And that's a double violation.
But wait, I'm just saying.
Miss Petey Nast.
If you don't want to hurt the other person's feelings that's doing it, how do you tell the person that you're with? I mean, we're all sitting at the table. Everybody should see it. It's like in the middle of the table. We're all facing each other. How do you not see it? I don't understand.
So you're going to compromise your guest. You're going to compromise the guest.
You compromise yourself if you don't look. Guys, if you're with me and we're eating out and you're not paying attention to what's going on at the table and somebody done double dipped and you went in behind them, I'm sorry. I mean, you gotta pay attention.
This CD gonna let y'all dip in the gingivitis. That's messed up.
So what am I supposed to say? You know, people have tartar and stuff. Like, what? You know what? I can't.
Hey, look.
It's nasty. How you put that back in the sauce, though?
If you go out with me, man, just don't be playing with your nose at the table. That's all I'm saying.
Or your ear. Digging in your ear, right? And then
you gotta calm down.
Yeah, you gotta calm that down.
Yeah, you gotta calm that down.
That is not acceptable at all. No, can't do it. We want to hear from you guys. 646-478-3599. Social etiquette do and don't.
And do's and don'ts. But we're going to flip a little music and come back real quick, right?
Wait,
Speedy.
Black.
Uh-oh, what you got?
I almost took a picture of somebody the other day. I was driving, and it was an older gentleman in a car next to me, and he was so far in his nose. And I couldn't get to my phone fast enough because I swear I was going to take the picture and, like, broadcast. I'm like, what is wrong? Like, where do you put that?
Yeah, I saw that dude, too, man. His license plate said bare knuckles on it. It was just nasty. Like, yo.
He's stupid. But where do you put that? Like, you driving, your hands are on the wheel. Where do you...
That's another thing, too. If you're driving somebody else's vehicle, check the steering wheel before you put your hands on it.
You better get in your car with them handy wipes and wipe it down. That's just nasty.
You ever see somebody with a caked up gear shift? Like, what's up with that? Got all kinds of rubbish
in
there.
What about the keyboards?
Oh, I'm not even going to go there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, some of y'all don't be keeping y'all computers
clean. I know
you've
seen
a lot of them,
but... You know who you are. Don't make me call you
back.
Yeah,
you ain't going to call up, though. You're not going to call up. Trust me.
They like, I don't know what he's talking about. My keyboard is clean, okay?
Computer ain't been wiped down in 10 years. Got dust all over the place.
All the little crumbs and stuff in between the keys and like, ugh.
Wonder why your baby got allergies. Yeah, he got allergies because you ain't clean it. I'm done.
Like, you fat. We done. It's time for some music right now.
Let's do it.
Let's
radio,
do
baby.
It.
Let me see you go back. Let me see you come forth. Now let me see you go back. Let me see you come forth. Let me see you go back. Let me see you come forth. Let me see you go back. Get up and let this funky mellow groove get you in the mood.
Here on PD Radio, we like to shine our creative artist spotlight on independent artists, and tonight we shine our light on our guest, Baju Beats, who is on the line with us right now. Hello, Baju. Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's going on?
Come on now. I want to hear some energy in that voice, Baju. Come on now. I know you're wide awake now. You on PD Radio. You got to get hyped up.
All right.
Now, you have a very interesting name. First of all, am I pronouncing your name correctly? I'm saying Baju Beats. Is that right, or?
Baju Beats.
Okay. Very interesting. I always like to know how someone gets their name. So tell us, where does Baju Beats come from?
Well, Baju is my tribe. My name actually is a brook. My name is Abreu, but you is my tribe. I'm from northern Nigeria. Kaduna.
Wow.
I have a tribe called Baju, and, you know, sometimes I refer to myself as Baju Boy. I make Baju beat. So, you know, that's how it is, actually. My name is Abreu, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very interesting. I like that. Now, for a young man, you have certainly made your rounds. Like you said, you're a Nigerian, but you're born in Chicago. Is that correct? You were born in Chicago? Okay.
Chicago,
in 1980, you moved to South Africa and then back to the States a few years ago to Texas. Is Texas where you're currently calling home?
Yeah. Right now, I'm in Texas, Arlington, and that's my home. That is my home. And it was in 1990 I was born in Chicago. So, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
My home. I go to school here. I went to UTA.
Mm-hmm.
I go to UTA. And yeah,
okay.
That's what I'm doing here. I go to school here.
All right. Awesome. Mm-hmm. So you DJ, you produce, and you rap. And I've listened to the tracks that were submitted, and I'm very much impressed with your music, your voice, and the whole production. Are you currently doing any showcases to promote yourself?
Actually, I had a show this Thursday. Yeah, I had a show this Thursday at the Juzali World Theater. Yeah, it went good. You know, the numbers weren't amazing, but it went good. It was alright, you know what? Yeah, I'm
okay.
Yeah.
You know, you have to get your feet wet, and you'll build the momentum. So don't worry about, you know, the numbers being low right now. That will come. Stay consistent
exactly.
With what you're doing, and that will come. So, you know, respect to you. You're getting out there. You're doing your thing. You're getting your feet wet. That's what you're supposed to do.
Part of the grind, baby.
That's part of the grind. Are there any musical influences in the game right now that you're inspired by?
Of course. Definitely.
Who's that?
The newest person right now, Kendrick Lamar. I'm definitely a big fan of him. And like my long mentors go for like Timbaland and Kanye West and, you know, a lot of rappers, but I like old school people too, like Fela and Raja. Those are the Africans I really enjoy, and of course I like Bob Marley as well. I mean, a lot of artists like that just keep on going on, but a lot of influence. Yeah,
okay, definitely. Some good picks right there. I like. Now tell me, Baju, what kind of music are you trying to deliver to the people? Are you going for more of a party sound, conscious music, or do you even have a particular sound, or are you just kind of, you know, blending everything together?
Well, I mean, like, my genre, I call this world. I call this world because I didn't want to, I make music that I believe sounds good. And I wanted to sound good to everybody, you know. So I mean, as long as everybody can listen to it, and at least, I mean, I believe like every song should have rhythm. So if it has rhythm and you can feel it, I mean, to me that's what I want to make, so that, you know, you can enjoy it as well. I mean, I try to be conscious. I try to say some stuff, but I really like it to have what I primarily go for is it to have rhythm and have feeling as well.
Okay, I like that. World music.
That's right.
Dope. I like that a lot.
You definitely don't want to box yourself in. That's a great way
of
looking
at
it. Right.
Exactly. Yeah, great answer. You have an album or mixtape that's out now that's available to be heard?
Oh, yes, of course. It's called Live at the Juzotic. I mean, you can actually Google it. The Baju Boy, Live at the Juzotic, and it will come up. It has 13 tracks on it. It was a compilation that I made over like a couple months, and I just, you know, I had a show, and it was at the Juzotic, and I named it after that because it was my first show, and it's like practically most of the songs I did on my first show, and that was my first mixtape. It's free too. I produced a lot of it. I produced about 8 tracks off of it. Others were produced by Ferromagnetism and which would be Amazing Clark, yeah, a whole couple of people. I enjoy it. I still play it.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right. That's awesome. I actually saw your video today that you tweeted not too long ago. It's hot. I like it.
Thank you.
I like it a lot. I'm going to have to retweet that to my followers. I see you doing your thing, Baju. Keep on doing it. What is your overall goal with music? Do you think you want to be up front in the limelight and directly with the people, or more so behind the scenes and maybe working magic for others? What gives you the most pleasure? Because you do it all, so...
Those two sounded really good. You just made it sounded real good. But I mean, I love to make music. I don't really know what people get from it. You know, I mean, I hope it's something positive. If it is, then you know, I mean, I'll keep on pushing for that. Yeah,
no, okay.
That's practically what I'm aiming for. But I love to make music, and I like to work with a lot of people and see what I can do. Mm-hmm.
So it really doesn't matter to you if you're more so up front or in the background, as long as you're doing the music, that's what makes you happy.
Yes, boy.
Okay, awesome.
Sounds good.
What's up, Black? You got something for the Jew over there? Question Ooh. You want to ask him? Uh-oh.
Yeah, you know I got to ask this question. I just wanted to, you know, right now.
Black
gives
you that woo, you got to watch out now.
You know, there's been a lot of hype over, you know, who are the top MCs in the game right now. I just want to get your insight on who do you think are like kind of like the top maybe five or top three MCs right now, and if you could, which one of those MCs would you like to work with, you know, in the future if you could ever got the opportunity?
Okay, top
good MC. Question.
I know this like it's really come out already. You know what I mean? Like, the list has really come out, but...
Right.
I don't know, like, it varies. It definitely varies where you put these people on the top five, but I believe they're in the top five.
Okay.
So I'm going to just set it up. I'm going to set it up all right.
You set it up how you feel it.
How I feel. Well, I think Jay-Z is number five. Cause,
okay.
I mean, it's irrelevant for a very long time. Jay-Z... definitely is, yeah. Let me say number four, I'll say, as of now, I'll say maybe Big Sean. Big Sean.
Right.
That's number four.
Okay.
Number three, because he produces and he raps. And I mean, he has a personality outside of music. I have to say Kanye West.
Right.
Yeah, he's a character.
Number two would have to be Kendrick Lamar, because I think he's just like a voice for our generation. I believe like he really had a good voice for people that are coming up now. And number one would still have to be Nas, because I mean I still listen to Illmatic till today.
That's my man right there.
That's a strong list right there, brother. I will not fight you on that.
Now, out of the ones you just named, if you had the opportunity right now, they were all on your phone right now, but you saying, I want to work with you, who are you going with first?
Kanye.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with that. That's right. Okay.
Uh-huh. Good thing. You was fast with that, too, so you thought about that one. I think, but you over there plotting. He trying to get at Kanye.
That's right.
Very good.
That up.
Very good answer. You have anything else, Black?
I think that's it. You covered everything. I think, like you said, as far as you know, world music, and I've been hearing that term a lot. Just you know, a lot of producers and artists, they just want to be able to just make great music and not be you know label put in a box. You know, if you have anything that you would say to a young producer or artist coming up, you know, what kind of advice would you give them?
Oh, man. Okay. I would say there's no such thing as good music or bad music. As long as you feel it's right, then it's right, you know?
Right.
that's what I believe, because... I mean, it changes. It constantly changes. No matter what, it will always change. And there's always going to be somebody out there that likes your music. No matter what it is, there's always going to be somebody out there that likes your music. So, I mean, you just keep on pushing. And, you know, you probably get a lot of more people to like your music.
Very good answer. I like that. I feel that it's that way with life, period. Like with me with poetry, I write poetry, and I feel like there's no good or bad poetry, you know, it's just how it's perceived to the, you know, to the listener. So everybody has their own unique style, and it's, everybody may not like it, everybody may like it, but, you know, it just depends on who you're reaching. So that's a very
right.
good answer. Now, so like I said earlier, I saw your video, Cream, that you tweeted earlier. Are you working on another video to come out soon?
Yes, yes, I am working on another video with Call the Truth. I mean, he runs the callthetruth.com. He runs the site. He has a capital D copy. Yeah, we're working on a video called How Far.
Okay.
Yeah, it should be good. I mean, everybody's invited. It's going to be in Dallas, Blue Mesa on the 23rd. So, I mean, if you want to show up on the 30th.
Oh, wow. What's that date again? When are you shooting it?
The 30th at Blue Mesa.
Okay. All right.
Show up downstairs.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, respect to you, Baju. I mean, we thank you so very much for calling in. And I just want to apologize to you right now on the air because you were supposed to be on the show last week and we had technical difficulties. Wasn't our fault. It was Blog Talk, so, you know, be mad at them. But I felt really bad that, you know, we had you set up, ready to go, and we had to cancel that show because we were having the difficulties and we couldn't continue on that night. So, you know, again, we apologize. We couldn't get you on last week, but we have you now. So, you know, everybody will get to know a little bit more about you. And let them know, if anybody wants to work with you right now, Baju, where can they reach you?
You can reach me on Twitter at Baju Beats, or you can talk to my manager, Bangus Olubi. And of course, you can always text me. I mean, just Google Baju Boy, and you should be able to find me somehow.
All right, you hear that? Google them, y'all.
That's right. Google me.
That's right. Google. We had a past artist on the show. She has a song called Google Me, so that's hot. But Ju, thank you again so much for calling in and, you know, sharing a little bit about you with PD Radio. We greatly appreciate it. And, you know, you're a young man on your grind. We look forward to hearing a lot more from you. Just stay consistent. Keep doing your thing. Don't take no for an answer. You know what I mean? And just live your dream. Don't let anyone try to discourage you from what it is that you truly want to do. And here at PD Radio, we got your back. So when you have new music coming out, send it to us. We'll play it on the show because, like I said earlier, I'm digging your voice. I like what I've heard from you, and I'm very, very, very particular with hip-hop. Very. But as soon as I put on those two tracks from you, I said, okay, I'm loving it. So we definitely digging you here at PD Radio. Send us your music. It will get played. And thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Shout out to PD Radio, man. It was a great interview. I loved it. Thank you.
That's right. Thank you so much, Baju. We really enjoyed you. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
You are listening to PD Radio.
For these hoes. The way you talk to me, baby, makes me feel so.
PD
Radio.
PD Radio, we are back. Great.
Baju.
With Baju. Baju.
My man. That's right.
Yeah, I like him. Yeah. Cool young man. Cool young man. He's doing his thing.
Oh, yeah.
He's doing his thing. Yeah, I enjoyed that interview very much.
Like that we flow, get... I see. Yeah.
Yeah, he got that voice. I love his voice.
Okay. Yeah, Miss Petey is big on voices, so, you know, if you call up and you got that extra.
Voices, do something.
Barry White. Little extra.
I can't help it. It does something to me. Just, never mind.
You got to call up and be like, oh, Petey, she go crazy.
I hate you. Don't y'all call up my phone being like, no. Don't do it. I
might get booed up.
Nah, I'm good. I'm good. So you enjoyed the interview, Black? It was good, right?
Yeah.
I
mean, I think it's great, you know, just having young talent, you know, coming up. Like you say, you know, maybe he didn't have great numbers that he was expecting. But that's part of the grind process, and you have to go through that before you, you know, take that next step.
Right.
So, you know,
you know, when you're starting out, yeah, I mean, you got to prove to the people what you can do. Nobody starts out, you know, doing the best, but, you know, you got to build up to that. He's building up to it. I think he has the good, you know.
We got you, Bobby.
I like the lyrics. You know, he does his own beats. You know, he's doing a little bit of everything. So he definitely has the talent to get to where it is he wants to be. We can just say we had him here first on PD Radio.
Exactly. I do have one question, and maybe the listeners can, you know, tell me what they think about this. You know, he said he would like to work with Kanye. Now, would you like to work with the Kanye when Kanye first came out? How did drop out Kanye? Or do you want to work with the Kanye that's right now? Talk to me. Like, give me the college dropout.
Pinky
give
to
me
the corner
of the
mouth.
Kanye.
Y'all need to call us up and tell us
what
y'all think about that. If you like the interview, if you thought it was cool with the Jew Beats, give us a call, 646-478-3599. And don't forget, the contest is still going on for the ladies. The giveaway from Creole Love, if you want to win it, is free. All you have to do is go on Twitter, follow Creole Love 1, and add the hashtag PD Radio, and your name will be entered into a drawing to win. We already got a winner for the men. The men wasn't scared to do their thing. Ladies, I don't know what y'all waiting on. Somebody gives me the chance to get some free smell goods, you know. I'm a jump on that, but that's just me because I'm a lover of the smell good. I'm a lover.
With the summer coming up, you know y'all want to make you smell good. Come on now.
I'm trying to tell you, and Creole Love ain't no joke. Tell them, Lady G, you better call up Lady G and tell us right. Why am I putting people on the spot? Lady G has ordered a whole collection from Creole Love. Yeah, I'm putting you out there, Lady G. Now, she listened to the show. She listened to the interview with the Creole Love founder, Tina Williams, and immediately she ordered the products. She got them. She said they smell hella good. See,
Creole Love
this is how we
over.
Do. This is how we do on PD Radio. We put people together. We make those connections. You know.
That's right.
That, you know, that's just how we do. But anyway, that's just
so.
Me.
Yeah,
so
actually,
speaking
what we're doing
smell
right now.
Goods, I want to know from you, Black.
Yes.
What's your favorite smell on a woman?
Ooh, I like that. What is it called? I think it's Euphoria.
Oh man,
Something you just totally
butchered that. I'm gonna beat you.
I did butcher it. You got it. I like Beyonce
Euphoria?
Heat, and there's another one called I think it's Prada Candy or something like that.
Wow.
That's hot.
Go
that's
ahead,
nice. That's
you know your sense, huh?
Hey, you
even
know,
though you said you for it, you got me.
I got what was that?
See, you rubbed off on me. You got me saying it wrong. But anyway, I'm going to cut this off right now. We got a caller. Let's bring the caller in. Let's see what they have to say and what they want to chime in on.
PD Radio, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, this is Varsity caller from Flint, Michigan, Fly City, 810.
Wow. Hello. Give it up
the
for
Mighty Varsity.
So you got to give it up for Varsity Blessed.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for calling in.
No doubt. I'm locked in every Tuesday. Like, I plan my schedule around this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't even writing
now,
right now because I'm taking a hiatus right now, you know, locked in.
That's that love. You guys, this is my Twitter follower, Varsity. He won the contest we had last week with Creole Love. You didn't get it yet, right? No. I'm sure you didn't get it yet.
No, you know, the crazy thing about that is, like, I've never won anything from the radio. Like, I never even make it.
Oh, wow.
I always get a busy signal. So for me to win something off the radio, like, I'm pulling one of my homies. You know what I'm saying? One of my homies, like, this is a big thing to me. So shout out to y'all.
You're going to love it, brother.
Shout out to you for even participating. Well, Varsity,
no
you
doubt,
got to stay
no
tuned
doubt.
With PD Radio because we're constantly giving stuff away. I love to give stuff away. It's a joy for me. So we've given away so many things. We gave away an Obama pillow to another listener, Valencia Soul Sister. She won a very special Obama pillow. We give away so much stuff here.
I'm working with her right now. We got something in the works right now. So shout out to her.
What? Y'all doing a collab? Don't play with
me. No.
You don't have to reveal it.
Hey, I gotta ask you a quick question, Varsity.
Uh-oh.
What's up?
We gotta get up on this, you know, this etiquette, man. Have you ever gone out, man,
and
you seen something just wretched at the table that you wanted to call somebody out on? You know what I'm saying? You out dining with your friends and somebody just pulled off some amazing bullshit that you was like, what the, you know, tableside etiquette.
Yeah, like I've never seen it, whatever, but I can say the first thing that popped in my mind when you said that, a guy I went to high school with, his mom was like the queen of scams, you know what I'm saying? So they never paid for anything. So, you know what I'm saying, like she had a little container full of roaches or spiders or whatever.
Oh damn.
I can't make this up. You know what I'm saying? This is real talk.
Traveling.
You know, like, yeah, they're traveling. You know what I'm saying? So what they would do, whatever, like, you know, they'd go to the restaurant or whatever, and, you know, they'd smash whatever, and then, you know, as they're full, you know, they'd be like, you know, this bug was in my food or whatever. You know, let me get to your master. You know what I mean? The whole nine, whatever. So, you know what I mean? They make a living off of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, people... You know, a lot of people, they think talent is just, you know, being creative. Like, and that's great to me. That's talent. You know what I'm saying? For you to come up with something like that and to, you know, have a concoction like that. So, you know.
Getting away with it. That is talent.
You got skills.
That's talent.
You got
skills. That's a violation, though, but it is talent.
That's, you know, that's skills. Like, I was actually calling, you know what I'm saying, you know, y'all was asking about fragrances and as well as which Kanye would you want to work with. I want to touch on all two things.
Yes, sir.
Please do. Go right ahead.
Fragrances for me is, like, I don't know who in the hell Victoria was and what the hell she did or how did she contribute to our society, but love still gets me every time. Like, you know what I mean? I can walk by a lady and be like, excuse me, is she going to love her? She's like, yeah, how you know? You know what I mean? So it's
yes,
like, it's like they feel some type of way because I know my smells. You know what I'm saying?
Love
smell.
Oh,
I have
indeed.
In my collection right now. Love
yes, sir.
Smell. It's,
man,
yes.
Like, I can't even be around you then. I don't even want to be around you then. Real sorry.
Ladies.
I'm trying to tell you. That's,
they listening. Varsity, they listening, man. Break it down
they
for
listen.
The ladies, man.
Let them know.
And,
let them know, Varsity.
We'll try and get you.
One more
you know.
Thing. You know, Bulgari come out with a lot of different fragrances or whatever, but I don't know which particular fragrance this is of Bulgari, but I think it's the original Bulgari perfume for women.
I don't know that one.
I'm off of that right now. I'm off of that right now.
What?
I need for the, y'all finna have any trauma down memory lane and all that. I ain't got time for that.
Man.
Varsity, you crazy. He said, I ain't got time for that.
I ain't got time for that because y'all finna have me up all night writing some old freaky shit. So I'm trying to call
somebody
right now.
I know, right? Don't be making no phone calls now. What about
the
Kanye?
You already know. We ain't gonna talk about the tweet earlier, so I don't need.
You know what? Let's not.
What you talking about?
I'm batting my eyelashes over the airwaves. What are you talking about, Varsity?
What stays on Twitter is it, you know what I mean? Stays on Twitter. What happens on Twitter stays on Twitter. So let's we keep it like that.
Twitter, New
Vegas. Tell us about Kanye.
Kanye. I'm going to say college dropout. You know what I'm saying? Because you saw the hunger. You saw the desperation, the determination, the ambition to be where he's at now.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? In the middle of it, you know what I mean? Like, we worked so hard to get to a certain level, and then we get to that certain level, you know what I mean? You mix the drugs, the women, the alcohol, you know what I mean? And we still trying to balance a personal life, and, you know, we still got family that's not on our position, that's not on our plateau. So we tend to black out and kind of lose sense of ourselves. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. I respect him as a creative artist, as a creative being, but, you know, you see the hunger and the discipline and the determination to be someone. You know, you put it all on the table and go for broke at that college dropout level. You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
you get that money and, you know, your whole entire lifestyle changes. So we as fans, we experience the transition. We can see the transition through the music, through the attitude, through the, you know, the tabloids. You know,
right.
So
let them know. Like, let them know.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I think that, you know, the college dropout, Kanye, is one
mm-hmm.
that I would want to work with because, you know, he wasn't so, I don't know him personally, but he wasn't so bougie.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
Wearing skirts
yeah.
and shit.
You know what? Let that man wear his skirt. That's his style. That's his signature.
Yeah, like, I can't rock with that. Like, you know, he out there like Roddy Piper. Like, I can't.
Hey, Varsity, I heard through the Twitter grapevine that you be rocking them kilts, though. I don't know, Varsity. I mean, that's just what I heard. I'm just putting out there what I heard.
Oh.
You know,
man, it was spam.
It was spam. They lying on you? That's what they doing?
They are like, I ain't even famous yet, and they out here trying to, you know what I mean, have me to talk about
it. Oh, damn, dare you.
Oh, man,
that,
I love how you just crazy. Feed into the madness.
Y'all play,
all right,
rock with it because, you know what I mean? You know what it is what it is.
love it. Thank you so much for calling up tonight, Varsity. Stay tuned for the rest of the show. We're about to get into our second interview, and you just might be a guest on the show real soon. You never know.
Yeah, we got to get Varsity a round table.
Give me 5 minutes. That's all I need.
Yeah.
That's all you need? All right, we're going to hook that up.
If you want to give me more, that's cool, but, you know, 5 minutes will do me just.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Varsity. Stay tuned for the rest of the
show.
No,
PD Radio. Appreciate y'all.
Thank you so much. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow.
That was hot. Thanks. Shout out to Varsity for calling up tonight. And it's the 9 o'clock hour, Black. It is time for our next guest.
It is definitely time, so we're about to go into it right now.
All right, is everybody ready?
This is a media exclusive.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Pump up the volume.
All right, is everybody ready?
This is a media exclusive.
All right, is everybody ready?
This is a media exclusive.
All right. It's time for another PD Radio Creative Artist Spotlight. And right now we have on the line Brooklyn, New York author of Death of the Relationship, Mr. Rob Grant Jr. Hello, Rob. Welcome to PD Radio. How are you tonight?
Good afternoon. How you doing?
Yes, sir.
Oh, we're great. All right. Thanks for calling in tonight.
No
you got your energy ready to go? You ready to go? I don't
ready.
Hear that excitement, Rob. Come on now.
I'm ready to do this. I've been talking about this for the past couple of weeks. I'm ready to do this.
That's
all right, get down
about.
On the floor right now and just do 5 quick push-ups. You know, get that energy up. Just up.
<Uh-oh>.
I'm a mess. Rob, you a mess, too. I'll be checking you out on Twitter. You something else, boy, I tell you. But anyway.
I just try to be me. Just try to get that excitement for the people, you know?
Right. Well, you definitely do that. Well, you are here, Rob, as I mentioned. You're here to talk about your book, Death of the Relationship, and that's a very interesting title. So I look forward to hearing what your book is about. So So tell us, is this a novel, self-help book, poetry, a combination of it all? What's the premise?
I think my book is pretty much a self-help book. It's just a book mm-hmm. that's just talking about basically, you know, relationships nowadays and how everything has went wrong. I'm mm-hmm. pretty sure that, you know, everything, you know, everybody sees Facebook statuses about how, you know, people always end up hurt and then people play victim and they at least claim to play victim. And, you know, we can't blame anybody by ourselves at the end of the day. And, you know, my book is just, you know, just a outlook on everything, on what people go okay. through and how we can just, you know, stop things, you know, in the midst of what, you know, what we're going through as we go through it.
Now, with this book, are you giving your perspective on the demise of relationships? And what do you base this on? What inspired you to touch on such a subject?
Well, I'm looking at every aspect. You know, mm-hmm. things that I read on Twitter, other things that I hear from other people about their relationships, stuff we watch on TV, how everything. Like, I'm looking at every aspect that I've been through. And I've had other people go through and just, you know, compile everything.
Okay. What do you feel is the problem with relationships in today's society?
Communication and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed.
You know, very two things that people talk about a lot, but still mm-hmm. act like, you know, it's being done, but really don't do. You know, you have
right.
a lot of people that feel like, you know, relationships are, you know, that monogamy, you know, is cursed by love, which is completely redundant if you ask me. But, you know, that's just the outlook that people have. You know, people feel like everybody cheats, so they have that mind state, oh, they're going to cheat anyway, so, hey,
right.
you might as well settle for it.
A lot of mind games going on, right?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Way too many mind games, right? Yeah.
So do you give pointers to people and, you know, to tell them how to, you know, recognize these things when they see it? Is your book about that as well?
Yes, I actually gave, you know, a couple of keys about, you know, what a person should do in situations so that they will be able to maneuver around, you know, certain things like that. So I gave a couple of keys.
Okay, good stuff. And you're a fairly young man, Rob. Is this your first book? And how long have
yes,
you been writing?
Is.
It's your first book, okay.
Been,
how long have you been writing?
My first book. I've been writing since I was 16. I started when I was living in Maryland, actually.
Wow.
And I just, you know, progressed more and more from then.
That's around the same age I was when I started. Writing was crazy. Do you remember why you started writing? Was there anything that happened in your life that kind of made you put pen to paper, or do you not recall?
Yes, actually, I was fixated on my looks. I was in an attic one day. I was, you know, bored, and mm-hmm. I really didn't have anything else to do. And some just said, like, my very first poem was about my, you know, my physical features. And it was actually pretty weird, but Ever since that day, I just started writing, and then I never looked back. You know, one of those things
okay.
where I thought that it was cool. You know, I really never read anybody else's work prior to my own, so
okay.
I never really developed a style. So,
okay.
you know, for me to do it my way, it was pretty, you know, it was pretty decent.
Cool. You write poetry as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. I read your piece, Dark Room, that you sent me, and I have to tell you, it struck a chord in me because I can relate to it word for word. It's like we share the same thoughts, and to me, that shows the strength of a writer to be able to pin your thoughts and have the reader be able to relate to it like it's their own. That piece definitely did it for me. I want to ask Rob, if you don't mind, would you be willing to recite that poem for us tonight?
Oh, sure. I definitely don't mind at all.
All right. You going to give it to us right now?
Yeah, sure.
Duh.
Love it. PD okay. Radio, this is how we do. Whenever you're
all
ready,
right.
Rob.
All right. Dark Room. sunk into my dismal reality. I sit back and think, how did I become so subdued when I don't care what people think? That's what essentially made me the person that people respect today. The fact I never looked to the world for guidance, I learned my lessons and did things my way. I never regret a thing or people I've come across. So if the puzzle pieces doesn't fit in my life, I know better than to try to force. So what better thing to do to people than to cut them off, even if it's not my, but their own loss? Sometimes my loyalty becomes one of those things that I regret being so faithful Sometimes my loyalty becomes one of those things that I regret being faithful to people that play so many games. If I'm riding for you, that's exactly what I'll do. But once I see you and tell your motives is to move against me, I got to do what I have to do. Even when people are wrong, they'll look you in your eyes and tell you lies. Everything they justify instead of just swallowing their pride. The skeletons in my closet, I looked them out a bit recently because at least they're honest and show a bit of decency. They show me where I'm from. They show me where I'm headed. They show me how loyal they are. They show folks that I should have dead it. I have scars that remain that tell tales of a past of my pain, but it also lets me know what routes to never take again. The dark room gets darker as my thoughts full circle. People plotting to hurt me, knowing my intentions was never to hurt you. Can't put anything past a soul these days. It'll only get worse because nothing ever changed.
All right,
that was
all, bro. You got to give it up for Ron.
Yes, indeed.
You better go, Ron. I'm telling you, I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm so feeling at peace. You have no idea. Like I said, I can relate to it. Man, I'm telling you, I read it and I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. See you, Ron. I see you. Is poetry a big part of your writing as well?
Yes, it is, actually. At first, when I was first writing this book, I was actually going to incorporate both my poetry and just, you know, free writing. But then I thought I was going to just, I'm just going to work on the poetry book shortly after this book that I'm releasing.
Okay. So you should definitely do that. You should definitely do that with one of the books you put out, incorporate the poetry, you know, with the book, because that's hot. I like that. It is. It is. It really is. Because it can help elaborate your story a little bit more. So.
Right.
That's
hot. Right.
Well, I think we have a caller that wants to chime in, Rob. So we're going to bring them in, Black, and see what they have to say. See
All
what
right.
they want to say to Rob.
P Radio, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Yo,
radio.
What's good?
Yeah.
What's good, y'all? This is the Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage. A.k.a. Larry J. Blige.
That's right.
A.k.a. your mother's baby father.
And a.k.a. the Wrath of Cage. Let him know.
The Wrath of Cage. That is
Let
right.
him know, C.
That is right. First, before I even get into that, I want to salute my nigga Rob, a.k.a. I'm a writer. You know, I want to salute him. Word up. You already know, bro. You got to holler at me, too. See, y'all don't even know, man. Me and Rob was talking about Rob being the show, too. You know what I'm saying? So, Yeah. So, you know, we got to blow it up, Rob. We got this entertainment. You know what I'm saying? It's entertaining.
Y'all gonna make that happen? Okay.
So,
that's gonna be crazy because judging off his tweets, Rob is off the hook. So
Exactly. And you heard it here first on PD Radio. All right.
You
now
hear
second.
Everything first on PD Radio.
Everything. You hear everything. It's so crazy. PD Radio. I love PD Radio. I love PD Radio, man.
Aw, so, the boss loves our show.
Word up. But yo, check it, man. Next Monday, right? I'm dropping my mixtape. First mixtape is mad long, too. You know what I mean? And it's called The Wrath of Cage, right? It's fucking crazy. I was just playing it. Yo, I was just playing it. It's crazy. Now it's not anything too retarded. It's just the last few joints that I was doing during the past year. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't really a focused project. I was like, yo, these joints are just sitting, so I'm going to just put them together and make a mixtape and throw them shits out. You know, this shit is crazy. It's kind of hot. So,
all
you
right.
know. So next
Bad Seed is going to be on his show next Tuesday, y'all.
Yeah,
chop
to
it
promote
up about
that.
His mixtape. That's
to
right.
Promote that. To promote that. That's what it
to
is.
Promote.
So, you know, salute the Raw. And salute for TV Radio. You already
thank
know. TV Radio, love y'all. You already know.
Thank you.
Yes, yes.
Oh.
And yo,
yes, yes.
Real quick, though, Black.
Yes, sir.
Can I get a middle finger in the air, too? Site 40.
Oh, man.
The Site 40. Can we? It's like an amen. Can I get an amen, but you feel me though?
What's that?
All right, so me and Black got our middle fingers in the air. The middle finger in the air award of the week goes to
Site 40. Oh, most definitely, man. They pissed me off, man.
Word up. Shout to Site 40,
like
man.
Shout
to Site 40. I will see you at 3:00 in the parking lot.
Only see, man. I tell you.
Word up.
Hell yeah. Wow. All right, C. Thank
all
you
right.
so very much.
All right, no doubt. Love y'all. You already know.
All right, man. Don't hurt nobody.
All right. All right. I know, right?
All right, peace.
All right, good night. All right, that was hot, Rob. C called up
thank
to salute you.
You.
You're special. Rob, like, all right, Rob,
no,
back to your interview.
We got
to
get back to this madness with Rob right here, baby.
That's right, because Rob got it going on. I'm always interested. Hold on, Black. Hold on. Now, I'm always interested in what sparks another person's creativity. So I want to know from you, Rob, what usually gets your mind going to get those thoughts into words?
Oh, man. That's a great question. I actually wrote something the other day, and I think I posted like the first. I think I posted like the beginning of it on Twitter. I wrote. Let me see if I can find the beginning of it, and I'll give you a sample of what I wrote.
You can recite the whole thing. I'm just saying, if that's what you're prepared to do.
I basically wrote that the inspiration left when the last relationship drew its last breath. I wrote that about a person that I used to deal with, and I guess that had a lot to do with why I kept writing so deeply and so passionately, but why I kept it seriously, why I kept taking it seriously. I just felt that, it had to be something that was something that I had to do for me.
Okay.
Right. And of course, you don't want to have you don't want a person to be your inspiration, because once that person is gone, then it's like, what's the point of it all? But I can honestly say that I have different forms of inspiration depending on what I'm going through at the time.
Right.
So
right.
As far
okay.
as my book is concerned, my book, I was going through something recently that definitely pushed me and was like, yo, Rob, you got to do it now. Like, failure's not an option. So I kept going.
Okay.
And needless to say, I'm happy with the result.
Okay. You want to recite another piece for us right now?
Sure. I have a piece called I Like Them. And this is pretty much my way of matter of fact, I'll read it and you guys could so
where's yours? All right.
I like them. I kinda wish I was like them other writers. the ones that rhyme, the ones that don't rhyme, the ones that tell stories and it blows your mind, the ones that have vivid words and you just look at the page, you just look at how they captivate. I want to be one of those writers that use figurative themes, have a better use of metaphors and similes almost effortlessly. I somewhat envy that, or do I? At the end of the day, I can't write like any other soul. This is one piece of me that is pure and whole. I can easily portray pictures of dismay, but words without feeling, without that presence of artist emotion, leave the words hollow and pointless. You just read it like a bunch of words, but what's the purpose? On second thought, I like them artists, but would I ever part ways with the essentials that made me the writer I am today? Of course not. This is who I am. So that thought is absurd. I artistically flow on an empty canvas and paint pictures with words. We all have our own styles, as long as the message we want to convey comes across. Other than that, you're just writing for a cause that seems sort of lost. All right, that was I like that.
Mm.
You know what? I'm sitting here I'm all in. I'm like all in, because you tell at the end, I'm just sitting here, I'm stuck. I'm like, what's coming next?
Right.
I was all in as hot, Rob.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
All right. I like how you deliver your piece, too. Very, very nice. Now, when did your book come out, Death of the Relationship?
Well, actually, it's not out. I actually submitted it today. So today was kind of a huge day for me, like, you know, with this interview and with my release. So it's kind of a big deal for me, so I'm pretty happy about that.
You said it just came out today?
No, actually, I submitted it today.
Oh, you submitted it today? Okay.
Yes.
So it'll be available soon, huh? Do you have any idea when? Around about?
Hopefully, I'm pushing for hopefully as soon as possible. I mean, I don't really... I can't really speak on the politics of the whole ordeal.
Uh-huh.
But
okay. Now, is it going to be available on e-reader, paperback? How are you going to get it to the people?
Every major outlet, you can order it online. You can order it on, you can order it, you know, via paperback. You can order it hardcover, ebook. So every major outlet that you possibly think of on to get the book will be available for anybody that wants to read it.
Well, as soon as it's published, make sure you let us know so we can blast that off for you, definitely.
Okay, well, definitely.
I look forward. Yeah, you know, I'm going to have to get that. So as a writer, do you have any dreams of having your work turned into a screenplay? Has that ever crossed your mind?
To be quite honest.
Like, Death of the Relationship, that could be something cool right there.
It sounds like a movie called TP Up.
I know, right? I want 5% for putting the idea out there. You know, I'm staking my claim right now. Just 5%. See, I'm not greedy. You know.
Yeah. To be quite honest, I was actually thinking that might have been my next project was to start working on the screenplay. And I know that there's a lot that goes into actually doing that. So if that does happen to play a part, it definitely come to light soon.
Mm. Well, I have to tell you, for me personally, I always wanted to put together a poetry play. I think that would be so incredible, you know, telling the story through poetic words. What do you think about that, Rob? Could you see a poetry play in the mix, you know? I want to put that together.
A poetry play. That sounds like an amazing idea.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't it? And let me tell you, it's been, going around in my mind for a long time. I don't know, Rob. Maybe we could work on something.
I'm definitely down for that idea.
I just think that would be so hot. Could you see that being appealing to an audience? Could you see it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if people go to regular poetry cafes and, they watch shows like that, I'm pretty sure they would gravitate toward poetry plays.
I think I can make it hot, too.
Yeah. My brain is circulating all over again. But anyway, back to you. I'm a mess, Rob. Don't pay me no mind. Back to you, though. Are you working on any new manuscripts? I know you have Depth of the Relationship. You just submitted. That's coming out. But do you – sometimes, you know, people have more than one project in the making. So do you have something else you're working on, or you just focus on this one right now?
Yeah, actually, my I'm actually working on my a poetry project. It's actually called Anthologies of When I Lost My Mind.
Mm.
I think that's definitely going to be, and that's all poetry, so that's going to be fun.
Anthology When I Lost My Mind.
I like
that. Wow. Yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah,
all
titles
right, Rob,
are big for me, definitely.
It draws you in because it makes you want to know what the story is about.
Right.
So the titles are a major thing. I don't think people really grasp that too much either.
Exactly.
But it really does. It really entices you to want to figure out what the story is about. So, Rob, we were talking earlier in the show about social etiquette, do's and don'ts. Do you have you come across any social, I call it non-etiquette, that just kind of made your stomach twirl? Like, I was talking about how I went out to dinner recently with some people, and, you know, one of the guys who was there, he was, like, talking really, really loud at the table, and people was, like, kind of looking around, looking at us. And then, you know, he bit into his food. He did the major no-no for me. He double-dipped. I'm like, you just don't do that ever. Have you experienced anything like that, and how did you deal with it? I want to know.
I think that, you know, I think that when you go out places, I think that we all, you know, come to a point where we all see things that, you know, turns us off as people. Like, I curse, you know, quite often, but I think that, you know, in front of a large group of people, I think that, you know, you should be able to, you know, be able to talk a lot more, you know, adult, like, you know, because sometimes, you know, cursing just in front of certain people and, you know, so much slang and everything like that isn't really looked at as a good thing.
Right.
I think, you know, I think for me that's, you know, that's a major thing in cigarette smoke. Like, I can't really, you know, I can't really deal with people that smoke cigarettes.
Right.
So, you know, social etiquette, for, you know, for me, that's a major, those are two major things for me.
Okay. All right. Well, Rob, we're not going to keep you. We thank you so much for calling up tonight. Well, I'm sorry, Black, you said you had a question.
I sure do.
Right? I'm just taking over.
This PD about to sell me out already.
I do that sometimes. I can't help it.
I got two questions. Sorry, Miss PD. I got two questions.
Go ahead.
First question. as a writer, you know, do you have any advice for anyone who's writing and they're currently going through writer's block? It's always easy to write when you're going, you know, when you're flowing. But do you have a process that gets you out of writer's block, or do you just naturally kind of wait it out and then you feel through? Or do you have anything that you do, like calisthenics per se of writing, to get you out of that mode?
I think for me personally, as a writer, when you go through writer's block, I think the best remedy is not to force it, because, you know, as a writer, you know, other writers that read your work can tell when you force your writing, and that's never a good thing.
Right.
I mean, so you know, so if the ambition is not there for you to put out the proper piece for you, you know, I don't think you should, you know, force feed it to your fans or people that read your work.
True.
Yeah, so I think that the best way to, you know, to overcome writer's block is just, you know, just let it subside. You know, or try something different, or, you know, do something different. Like, you know, go out somewhere, talk to different people, and hopefully that'll, you know, read something different. Hopefully that'll get you read enough to want to write something. Like, for me per se, like, I actually read a lot of writers on Twitter work, you know, when people send me stuff via Twitter. It entices me to keep writing. You know, so it kind of, you know, like, you know, still sharp and still. So I've
seen
a lot of people would have worked.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
There
would be
a lot that actually need their work, because I wouldn't, I mean, you know, I mean, they would never, you know, I would never tell them that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but I actually do.
Okay.
That's what
okay.
I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And my
mm-hmm.
second question is, I know you're talking about relationships and things like that. I want to find out what are your thoughts on Steve Harvey's, you know, think like a woman, act like a man. Like, how did you feel about that? I think it's a great question for a writer who's talking about relationships. How do you balance that? Talk to me.
Well, to be quite honest, I think that for what the book was, I mean,
right.
it was a book, you know, it was a book that brought up an idea, you know, that, you know, and this basic idea was for a woman to think like a man to try to combat his feelings and use it against him. And I think that, you know, I think that it's totally wrong. As a matter of fact, it's a chapter in the book. I actually wrote a chapter in the book about thinking like a man. It's totally fine. You know, women would never be able to do it on any level, shape, or form. Like, it's not possible. I just think that a woman should be a man to, you know, be a man.
Right.
And women just need to, you know, stick to, you know, what they know and follow suit. You know, not saying that, you
right.
know, all men are going to, you know, not saying that all men are going to do what they have to do as men, because a lot of you have a lot of men these days that are just, I don't even know what to call these guys, man. Like, so, you know, but for women to think like a man, no, I don't think that that's possible at all.
Okay. So here's something that is kind of crazy for me. Okay, the book itself and the movie really kind of catapulted him to a whole nother level. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and he gained so much off of, you know, the idea. Like you said, I think women already know the answer; they just turn away from it. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. Like,
right,
women
right,
do
right.
certain things; they know they shouldn't be doing it. But they do it anyway. And it's the same thing with us sometimes. But like you said, I don't think if you gave a woman the male blueprint, the handbook, the Bible, they still couldn't run the plays properly. You know, it's still because men, we're just naturally a man. So it's a little bit different. I don't know.
I'm just so out of place here right now. I mean, I have nobody to back me up right now. This is some bull.
Hey.
I don't have to sit here and take this.
Yeah, I think that once women understand that, you know, a man is going to be a man at the end of the day, like, it's really nothing that a woman can do to, you know, to combat, you know, the way that a man thinks, because all men think differently. So
right.
It's natural, you know, so it's not natural for a woman to be able to think like a man, because we all think differently. You know, I mean, just because a woman thinks that a man's overall goal is to have sex, that shouldn't be the only reason why he is with her.
Right.
Per se. It should be more than that. But, with this generation nowadays, you know, that seems to be the major goal in everything. You know, and women think that, you know, this is the only reason why he's dealing with me, because he just want to have sex with me.
See, this should be more than that, hey.
Quite honest.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What's up, Black?
No, I'm just, hey, we talk relationship. I just see it as, you know, it's a little weird. Like, you can take that book. Now, if you want to talk about, you know, all these reality TV shows and then apply that book to how relationships are being dealt with on that level, it might work. You know what I'm saying? But like he said, all men are different, and you just can't categorize men or women like that and think you know everything. It just doesn't work.
Well, I'm about to sum it up for you right now. I'm
talk
a woman.
To me.
I want to think like a woman. I don't want to think like a man. I enjoy my sexiness. I don't want to be like a man. Man, you do you. Ladies, you do you. And that's
figure it.
It
out. There you go.
Figure it out. Work it out as best you can. PD Radio.
No.
All right, Rob, we're going to wrap this up. Do you have a website that people can go to check you out?
As a matter of fact, I do have a website. Well, my website right now is actually, you know, www.twitter.com/imawriter.com.
Okay.
That's twitter.com/IMA_WRITER. And you can follow me on there until I get my blog back up and running.
All right.
All right. You heard it here. Let's give it up for Rob. Rob, we want to thank you so very much for coming on the show tonight, sharing your talents
really
with us,
it.
And discussing your book, Death of the Relationship. We look forward to that coming out. And as soon as it comes out, we can have you, you know, back on the show to do like a little follow-up with
That's
the
right.
book. You know, you can read a few excerpts if you like to on the air. So we look forward to that. I want to thank you very much for being on
thank
tonight.
You.
You don't need spoken words?
No, actually, I have. Actually, I don't. I think that might be the next move for me.
Okay.
Because memorizing my work is, I write so much that, you know, some of the stuff that I go back and read, it astounds me sometimes. So,
right.
I think that, you know, I think that memorizing my work will be the next step for me.
Do you have any quick shout-outs you want to give, Rob? Any
Excuse
quick shout-outs you
want to
give?
Everybody that's listening to me on Twitter right now, I truly appreciate y'all listening to me right now, and I truly appreciate the opportunity. And shout out to C for calling up and, you know, giving me his well wishes.
All right. You heard it here. Thanks, Rob, for being on tonight.
No problem. Thank you.
See you on Twitter.
All right.
All right. Have a good night.
Oh, man, that was great.
Great interview. Great interview. Rob Grant Jr., author of the book, Death of the Relationship. As soon as the book comes out, we're going to let you guys know so you can pick that up. It sounds very, very interesting. So I'm definitely going to get my copy. That's right. And on that note, Black, let's go into some music right now.
Gotta
it's
pick it up.
It's long overdue. Let's pick up the pace. PD Radio. Let's do
PD
it.
PD Radio. Yes, yes.
Yeah. Heartless. Regardless, I prove out of all the niggas they know I'm the smartest. They talking, but this ain't Black Ops. I'm in the window, yep, the city is your backdrop. Gas pop, you drop, shit, here come two cops. I'm sorry, this is business, mess with them with the blue top. Used to give a fit up, hold the stinger thing up. They say I'm irrelevant, I got no drama to bring up. Hold up, shut the fuck up or roll up, scroll up, and get your shit swole up. Wait, hold up, this ain't even a fucking rap. Here go. Yo, I got you, boy. Yep. This what happens when Brooklyn meets Australia out this bitch. We don't give a fuck, Joe, huh?
I don't give up.
Yeah.
I don't give up.
Look, your hottest single couldn't fuck with my filler for Rilla. I do it for pun, for big, I do it for Dilla. Upper echelon, top shelf. You softer than Ben Stiller. Getting hep from Philly Stiller, bumping Mac Miller. These niggas salty now, cause I don't fuck with them. But if I did, I'd be miserable, I was stuck with them. Tired of working with lames and putting trust with them. I don't see why we friends if I ain't getting no bucks with them. You see me? No fucks given. He brought his attitude, I hope he brought his sucks with him. Bang, bang, dress him up. Just in case my mama listening, I say I F him up. But she ain't listening, it's official then. Slump him then, jump him in. Lake Michigan, discovered on a Sunday by some fishermen. You ain't want the drama, shouldn't start bitching then. Don't ever do that fucking shit again, no fucks given.
IDGAFF, I don't give a fuck. LMAO, nigga, you ain't really tough. Looking in my left pocket, looking in my right.
Flying, they say I do, they lying. Never had one to give if they selling, I ain't buying. Hoes in they feeling, acting like somebody thirsty. It's never that deep, I ain't thirsty for no herpes. Thanksgiving, got the musket for you turkeys. Social media gas you, nigga, it irks me. No fuck giving, no, keep up with that madness. I ain't mad, just, I'm getting your IP address. Find out where you lay your head at, kids go to bed at. I'll be at your front door here and you never said that. SMH, bruh, wait, bruh. You ain't really think I was gonna let your ass skate, huh? Ain't no fucks giving, no. You already know. Pick your battles wise or be looking like some fries. Straight up, laid up. Looking like Lord Vader with the mask off. You the pass, dog.
IDGAF, I don't give
D-A-F-F, I don't give a fuck. LMAO, nigga, because you ain't really tough. Looking in my left pocket, looking in my right. All I see is money. Y'all gonna be alright? No fucks giving, nigga, no fucks giving. No fucks giving, nigga, no fucks giving. I-D-A-F, I don't give a fuck. LMAO, nigga, because you ain't really tough.
Miss PDZ.
What's up, Black? Right now. Yeah. Shout out to Rob Grant Jr., a.k.a. I'm a Rider, for calling up just now and being on the show. Thank you so much from PD Radio. Right now, Black, I think it's time we play that exclusive track that we are so privileged to have on the show tonight from Mr. Shaw.
Let's do it.
He has a mixtape coming out called Baby Making Season Volume 1. As I said, it comes out April 26th, the day before my birthday. Great.
That's right. I hear it comes with a bottle of baby oil with the CD.
I know, and some ice too, right?
Yeah,
remember the ice and the chocolate? And the chocolate is a whole complete package, you know.
It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be crazy. And you only can get it here on PD Radio, so, you know. Anyway,
right.
Let's set it up. Exclusive new track, yet to be released, coming out soon, Mr. Shaw, called Headboard, Baby Making Music, Volume 1. Check it out right now, and exclusive, right here on PD Radio.
Exclusive.
All right, is everybody ready?
This is a PD exclusive.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
This is a PD exclusive.
All right, is everybody ready?
This is a PD exclusive.
Cause you let me bounce your head off the headboard, and I'll be making beats like that.
Oh, yeah, you heard
maybe
it
make
right
a season
here.
Right there.
Exclusive new track from Mr. Shaw called Headboard. Thank you, Mr. Shaw, for giving us first dibs on playing it on the air. PD Radio, you heard it here first. If you like that song, Headboard by Mr. Shaw, call up and tell us right now, 646-478-3599. Show Mr. Shaw some love, PD Radio. And with that, we're going to go right back into the music.
Yeah.
Me, I'm super fly, super duper fly, super duper fly. Me, I'm super fly, super duper fly, super duper fly. Me, I'm super fly. When the rain hits my window, I take in me some endo. Me and Timberland, we sang a dango. We so tight that you get our styles tangled. Sway your do-si-do like you loco. Can we get pink at night like Coco? So-so, you wanna play with my yo-yo. I smoke my hydro on the D-Lo.
Because right now I'm about to tune in to PD Radio and get booed up with Miss PD and listen to my guy Black. My name is R.L., Mr. Butter Love himself. Keep it locked. PD Radio.
Love the fans because we broke up Switch.
We love the fans. We love the fans. We love the fans. Why did I
Petey
say
Radio,
Switch?
What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, what's up? It's your boy, Mr. Shaw. What's up? What's
Mr. Shaw. Hello, hello. How are you?
What's going on, Mr. Headboard?
I know.
Watch out, Dan.
She really love it. She really loving it, huh, Shaw? Uh-huh. Song is hot. Want to thank you for giving us the rights to play it on the show tonight. Thank you so very much.
No, y'all family, y'all had to break it first.
That's right. I got a question for you.
Oh gosh, here you go.
Tonight, man, I just wanted to call in and say I always enjoy your shows. I was in here at work listening, and then I saw Jim and Black was playing the hit. So I really enjoy y'all's show. I'm definitely a fan and a supporter of y'all.
Aw, thank
good
you
looking.
So
that's
much.
About.
Thanks, Shaw.
Yes,
we appreciate that very much. So y'all listening at work? Is your job listening or are you just listening? Because you know
I had it on speaker, but then I had to just go to the earpiece because I'm outside and they're filming like some movie. I think they're shooting a new Spider-Man movie right by my job, so I'm out here.
Already, huh?
Looking at me like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm cracking up, man. I'm like, I'm thinking about habits on when people are out eating. That's crazy.
Well, you know, we do what we can. You know, we got to have TIA on the show for a roundtable. You know, that's going to be ridiculous,
yeah,
right?
Be
you
crazy,
already
yeah.
know. I don't think they're ready for that, Shaw. They ain't ready for that.
Well, I'm glad I'm the angel out of the TIA. So.
No. Wait, hold on. Hold on, player. I am the angel of TIA. Come on, let's just get this straight right now. And I
angel
dare
of
any
death.
One of y'all TIA to call up and say otherwise. I dare you. I dare
this
you.
PD kissing up right now.
I triple PD dare you. I'm a mess. Let me stop. Oh, man. Shaw, we want to thank you again so much for letting us play your song, Headboard, on the show tonight. It's crazy. We can't wait for the mixtape to come out. It's coming out, you guys, April 26th. Baby Making Music.
That's
Baby Making Season, right?
Yeah,
Baby
Making Season.
Season. Volume right. 1, and it comes with the complimentary baby oil, some chocolate,
oh,
the bag
man.
Of ice.
You gotta get your own utilities on the side. But
I don't know. So I'm gonna have to send out some packages, some PD radio.
I think you're gonna have to help people out because it's definitely it's a no condom version. It's definitely raw.
Oh, it's the bareback version.
You heard it here first. PD Radio, Mr. Shaw is off the hook. Oh, man. Shaw, thank you. We're winding up the show right now, so we want to thank you for calling up. And we
yes,
look
sir.
Forward to the mixtape coming out. Now, you know it's the day before my birthday, so, you know,
yes,
I'm going to need you to, like, you know, do something special for me. I'm just putting that out in the air, you know.
Okay.
TIA. Have a good night, Shaw. Thanks for calling up.
This PD is buck wild.
I can't help it. I sold you.
Yeah, I had to ask the man.
Wait.
You know, I wanted to find out.
Wait, how did
out.
I tell you out?
Well, I wanted to find out. You know, when the mixtape dropped for best results, what type of headboard should you get? Wood, marble, leather.
You need that cherry wood.
I'm just wanting to find.
That mahogany.
That's right.
You know what? I can't.
That hollow sound.
I can't.
Hey, you know the callers out there. You know the ladies out there laughing. They know they done tore that nugget up quite a few times, but don't want to tell nobody. Yeah.
I'm a lady.
Uh-huh. I've seen a couple ladies come to work with that nugget on their forehead.
I'm like, what happened to you? Yeah, see what happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know what happened. Mm-hmm. Guys, we want to thank you so much for tuning in to another great night with PD Radio. We really appreciate you all who tune in every single week. Like I said before, we do this for you, so thank you very much. Shout out to our guests, Buzzu Beats, for calling up tonight, and to Rob Grant Jr., a.k.a. I'm a Writer. Follow him on Twitter. Follow his work. His book is coming out soon called Death of the Relationship. And next week on the show, we have a nice treat for you guys. We have the CEO of Six Man Radio, Mr. Bassey. He will be on the show. And another very, very, very special treat. I know you guys remember Miss Cleo. Call me now. Y'all remember? She will be on the show next week. So we're doing it big here on PD Radio. We love what we do. We do it for you. Thank you very much for being our supporters. We appreciate you guys. And Black, thank you for what you do.
Thank you, Miss PD.
Mm-hmm.
All I
do
is act the fool. That's all I do.
Mm-hmm. All you do is encourage me to act the fool.
Hey,
we're not going into that.
Gotta keep the energy up.
Let's do it. Let's go into some music and take the people out, Black.
Let's do it.
Good night, guys.
King Don. On my elevation. Get him. I got him. I got him. My jeans sag, but my ass don't show. My ass pretty, but it's not for show. I was raised to be a man. Them dudes playing in the sandbox across they sand lot. They still talking about them blocks. Nah, getting money in other countries. My youngest son is 8 years old and got his own company. Teaching my oldest son to bang shots without a gun. These lines right here is for my kings on the run. Cause the high levels know what I would do. Concrete suit for them dudes to send me the bullet. You got that hit spatter banging. This is the life that we live in. We inspire nations and turn our dreams into visions. If you a king like me, load up your attack your ones. Make sure you take care of your family. If you a king like me, load up your attack your ones. And make sure you get you a company. Mama ain't raised no sucker. And daddy ain't raised no. In the streets ain't raised no bitch. So when return, I bring to you a king.
to walk under the highest step in my God and lane. Mama ain't raised no sucker, no. And daddy ain't raised no nah. And the streets ain't raised no snitch. So in return I bring to you a king that walk under the highest step in my God and lane.
A young warrior, cannibal competition. Lines hit like hieroglyphs filled with titanium. That dead power, you can call him uranium. Get inside their mind, then I break the interstate. Now then, my matrix sacrifices in the basement. Anger let me loose out the cage. Feel that line, but I don't care if they weak flows and they don't spit right. I know that crown is heavy, and we gon' rock it right, mama.
May I help you?
Yes. I'm looking for Victor Meadlin.
You realize that this is a members-only club?
Mm-hmm, but I have to talk to Victor. It's very, very important.
Are you sure it's Victor Meadlin you want?
Oh, yes, Victor Meadlin, the gray-haired gentleman, very dark-skinned, Capricorn. Victor.
Well, why don't you give me the message, and I'll take it to him.
Okay, I guess I can do that. Tell Victor that Ramon, the fella he met about a week ago, tell him that Ramon went to the clinic today and I found out that I have herpes simplex 10. And I think Victor should go check himself out with his physician to make sure everything is fine before things start falling.